Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amen. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege and honor to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic demons and render your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom, shalom, amen. Well, praise God. We're going to continue our teaching on the importance of spiritual understanding. Once again, the importance of spiritual understanding. As I have expressed before, all believers need to have divine comprehension of God's word available to them so they won't be deceived by any false teaching or actions of the evil one, Satan. And you should be able to answer any question, spiritual question, that might emerge in conversation that you can address. Now, you might not always have the answer for every question, but you can always tell them, "Hey, I'll research it and I'll get back with you." We don't have the answers to all the questions, but we do have the answers to many of them. Amen. So with that said, let's open our Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. Again, that's Proverbs, chapter 4, and we're going to read verse number 7. very familiar scripture. And it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But in all you're getting, get understanding. So the word tells us that wisdom is the principal thing. Even though we are told that wisdom is the principal thing or ranks first in place or order, in all our getting, we should get understanding. Understanding is crucial into our faith and discipline in the Word of God. Understanding is divine comprehension in our hearts that give us the ability to repeat something at will. Whatever you understand, you can repeat it over and over and over again, even under pressure, simply because you understand it. And what we're talking about right now is understanding the Word of God. Understanding means the way God sees it is the way we should see it. The way God says it is the way we should say it. The way God does it is the way we should do it. And the results God gets are the same results we should get, simply because we have a spiritual understanding of God's word. Please turn to the book of John. The book of John, chapter 8. And we're going to read verse 32. And it says, and this is Jesus speaking, and it says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus says we shall know the truth. So we are not going to guess it, or we're not going to surmise, or we're not going to think about it. He says we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Give us perfect liberty in God's word. The word of God frees you from all frustrations and deceptions from Satan. But the reason many people and even some believers are still caught up in Satan's web of destruction is because you don't diligently seek God's wisdom and, most importantly, his understanding. His understanding. Go to the book of Joshua, chapter 1. Again, that is Joshua, chapter 1. And let's see what Joshua has to say about this. Joshua chapter 1, and we're going to read verse number 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8. And it says this, this book of the law, or the word of God, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. So that means you should meditate in the word of God on a consistent basis. It says, you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. So we should meditate in the word of God day and night. We should have a consistent regimen of study of the word of God. Once we do, then we are to do all that is said. And then once we do it, then it said we will make our way prosperous and we will have good success. But did you notice something in it? It didn't say Jesus would make our way prosperous. He says we will make our way prosperous and we will have good success. Amen. The word of God frees us, like I said, from all frustrations and deceptions from Satan. But that reason many and even some believers are still caught up in Satan's web is because they do not diligently seek God's wisdom and, most importantly, his understanding. Remember, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. See, once we understand how faith comes and how we can apply how faith comes to our lives, then we have an understanding of God's word. But you know what? The word of God is forever pregnant with new facets of revelation for our understanding. All we have to do is study the word diligently. And I have been incorrect in using the term understanding. Of course, we are to get understanding. But as I was preparing for today's message, that is exactly what happened to me. The word of God revealed to me that I was using the wrong word. I should be using the word spiritual or godly understanding, because there is another type of understanding, and that is the worldly type of understanding. That is the understanding that is provided by the world. Now, we know who is the God of this world. It is Satan. So we have to be careful in terms of when we study the word of God and when we just study in general, that we are able to divide what is godly understanding and what is worldly understanding. So please go with me to 1 John chapter 2, the book of 1 John chapter 2. And let's look at this from a biblical point of view. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. It says, "For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It is not of the Father, but is of the world." Now, we know that Satan is the god of this world. But it says this, all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So the lust of the flesh refers to desires for sinful, sensual pleasures. The lust of the eyes refer to covetousness or materialism. And then the pride of life refers to being proud about one's position in the world. Now, let me give you the companion scripture to this verse before I reveal the revelation given to me during my study. So keep your finger on 1 John and go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Now, one of the lusts of the world was the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and then the pride of life. So we're going to look at the pride of life. And it refers to one's position in the world. So Romans chapter 1, we're going to read verse number 22. And it says, "Professing to be wise, they became fools." See, the people of the world, if you ever listen to some politicians or lawyers or anybody in a position of authority that is not a Christian, but is a child of the world, and he follows Satan, they will profess how intelligent they are, the great schools they attended, and their position. They will say things like, "Well, I have a PhD in economics. I've written several books, and I've been on several tours speaking on such and such." They like to profess to be wise, but they became fools because their knowledge is only worldly knowledge. It is the pride of life. It is not the God kind of knowledge, the spiritual knowledge that God has given to us. Amen. And so there's a difference. Now, there's nothing wrong with having spiritual knowledge. Not spiritual knowledge, having regular knowledge, worldly knowledge. But just to have worldly knowledge limits you. It limits you with your understanding of the word of God. First, because you're not a Christian. And then secondly, your knowledge is only the knowledge of the world. But God tells us that he has given us all wisdom and knowledge that pertain to all godliness and life. So anything that pertains to life and godliness, it has been given to us by God. Amen. And so once we have both the worldly knowledge and the spiritual knowledge, then, hey, we are really dangerous in terms of Satan and his kingdom. Amen. But we are certainly a leader in the things of God because we understand clearly the word of God and his direction in which he wants us to go. Amen. One can have worldly knowledge, and that is what most people have, which means they don't see it the way God sees it. They don't. They don't say it the way God says it. They don't do it the way God does it. And they certainly do not have the same results as God does. And that is evident by the conditions of this world system. God is not running this world system. Satan is the god of this world. So we should be getting spiritual understanding, not just understanding. Amen. Our understanding should encompass all of God's information that he has for us. Amen. A lack of understanding will cause you to hesitate and not act on the word of God. If you don't completely understand God's word, that will cause you to hesitate or to take pause before you act on the word of God. But spiritual understanding will cause you to do it the way God does it. Go to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. Again, that's Matthew, chapter 5. And let's look at verse number 16. Again, this is Jesus speaking. And Jesus says this. He says, "Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So our understanding of this is, it says, let your light so shine. In other words, let your actions be seen before men. So they will see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And those good works are the word of God, what God has showed you and what he has taught you through his word, how you should act. So your light shall so shine before men. Amen. That they will see your good works. Everybody who does not follow the word of God, they will see your actions in the way you handle yourself in the world. Spiritual understanding demands action. Let me repeat that. Spiritual understanding demands action. Go to the book of James, please. The book of James. And let's see what James has to say about it. James chapter 1. And we're going to read verse number 22. James chapter 1, verse 22. It's going to be very interesting because, you know, we have to understand that the word of God is true. And we have to believe it, receive it, and act on it. So James 1:22 says, it says, "Be a doer of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." Amen. So spiritual understanding, like I said, it demands action. You cannot understand God's words and not act on it. Amen. Because God's word is alive. It encourages or forces you to do something. Amen. If not, then you have to question your salvation. Amen. So it says, be a doer of the word and not hearers only. Believers who hear the word of God must receive it with a teachable spirit, applying it to their daily lives. The word of God should be applied to your life daily. To hear and obey is understanding, but not to obey is to be deceived. Amen. To hear and to obey is understanding, but not to obey is disobedient. Do not be deceived, brethren. Amen. See, We do not have a faith problem. The problem is not faith. Amen. We have an understanding problem. It just didn't start today, but it began in the beginning. When you look at the first man, the man that God created, why was he disobedient to the word of God and ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? He didn't have any examples before him in terms of sin. No. All he had was the commandment that God gave him and said, do not eat of this tree. But yet he did. He lacked the understanding of what God's word really meant. The magnitude of his error when he said, do not eat of this tree, because when you do, you will surely die. And what man did, he not only cut the relationship between God and man, but he also brought sin into the world. Amen. Now go with me to the book of John, chapter 10. John, chapter 10. And we're going to read verse number 10. And it says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So Jesus tells us the thief. And the thief is just another name for Satan. And he only comes except to steal, kill, and to destroy. Now, biblically speaking, when we speak of the thief, who are we speaking about? Of course, Satan, the devil. Now, I want you to pay attention to this. If the word of God tells us that the thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy, then why does most insurance policies refer to natural disasters such as tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes? Why in there is written in their policy and call them an act of God? The scripture tells us the thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I think that's a method of stealing, killing, and destroying: earthquakes, hurricanes, and tornadoes. God doesn't do that. God says he have come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So who's not understanding something here? Amen. The non-Christian, the non-believer. We don't have a faith problem. We have an understanding problem. And the world cannot understand the things of God. If you do not have a faith problem, but an understanding problem, then you need to adjust what you're doing in your life. Now go with us to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And we're going to look at a very familiar verse. Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. And it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, let me read this in a different way, because it says, do not be conformed. And that word conformed simply means to fashion alike, to fashion oneself accordingly to. And then it says, to this world, but be transformed. And the word transformed simply means to transform literally or figuratively, metamorphose, to change, to transfigure. So we can read this verse in this way. Do not be conformed or fashioned like according to this world, but be transformed or be metamorphosed or changed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, when your mind has not been transformed, your thinking is going to be on the same plane as the world. And you're going to be limited to your ability to understand wisdom because you are not understanding because you're not seeing the way God sees it. When you understand something, you have to see it the way God sees it. You cannot see it any other way. When man ate of that fruit, he didn't see it the way God sees it, even though God explained to him that he shouldn't eat it, because when he does, he will surely die. So we have to understand that it is only possible first by receiving Jesus as your Savior and personal Lord, and through the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking of the tongues, that you will have total, completely spiritual understanding. For the Holy Spirit is our helper, and we have to understand, for us to have spiritual understanding, we must have Jesus as the light of our life. Amen. So I hope this word on understanding has been some means of understanding to you. But you know what? I'm out of time. But join us next week. Until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.